at any
No, point? I would call it a pit, cherry pit.
Mm-hmm. But not a seed.
I'm no, sure. Not a seed, no.
I got that wrong. Now, inside an apple, we have the part that we generally don't eat, the apple. Do you have any word for pieces of dried apples? Apple, I mean, you have some dried apple pieces around.
Dried, let me see. What did they used to speak of those? Dried? No, I guess just dried apples.
You ever heard snits?
No.
Now, what kind of nuts are there then?
Oh, there's pecans, and there's almonds, and there's cashews, and there's... Am I going too fast?
It's all right.
Peanuts.
English Do you have any distinction between homemade and the kinds you'd buy in a store of peanuts? Make any distinctions there? I mean, not homemade, but homegrown.
Homegrown, no. Only probably those in the shell and those that are shucked are...
Do you ever hear goobers? Would you have used goobers?
No.
Or
no.
Pinders or anything?
No.
Now the walnut has some coverings. There's one that's very hard and one that's an outer cover. Can you a distinction there between
Let's
one
see,
and
the walnut now when they come down from the tree has a what would you call it? It has I suppose I'd say it has an outer coat.
You would have called it a hull, by any chance?
Yes, that's right. A hull.
And then the hard cover
is a shell.
Okay. Mm-hmm. We had a dozen oranges yesterday, and we have no oranges today. We might say the oranges are...
all gone.
All right. People will say the oranges are all...
Oh, all? Is that so?
Sort of Pennsylvania.
Well, is that right? This would be interesting to make a comparison of all of this, won't it?
Oh, yes. I'm gathering my data. I'll make my study that.
I think it will be very, very interesting. I'd like to hear your thesis when you get it all together.
Well, get a good abstract, I'll send you a copy.
Well, do that. I certainly would.
Now, there are certain types of vegetables in the garden that we might raise in our own home garden. So, you name some of the red...
we will raise beets. Peas, green and yellow beans.
Those would be green beans and yellow beans.
Green beans and yellow beans. Let me see now. Lettuce. And chard.
Chard. Now, what is this?
Now that's a long leaf. A long green leaf, and it's to... Well, it has quite a, when it grows good size, it has a leaf about like that, and then a sort of a yellow-green stem. And you cook it like you would spinach.
I see. Mm-hmm. Is this ever prefaced by any other words?
Chard, no.
Swiss chard, I've heard somewhere.
Well,
is that something
Swiss
else?
Chard, no, I don't
know where I heard call of
that. That. Yes, now let me see. Maybe that is Swiss chard. I've never called it Swiss chard.
Just
been chard.
Mm-hmm. How about the red things that grow delicious?
Well, tomatoes, do you want those? I don't know what you're going to call those, fruit or vegetables.
What did I call them, vegetables? Yes, I did. Well,
some people
stand
call
corrected.
Fruits, and some vegetables, so I didn't add it for that reason.
And then there are the very hot little red things with the top.
Peppers, green and red pepper.
And other rather bitey things. How will I describe them? Some of them, sometimes they're white, sometimes they're red. They're little round red things, about that big around. And a little tang to it, a little hot.
You don't mean onions?
No, well that's another we haven't mentioned, but I was thinking of
radishes. Mm-hmm. And onions, of course, we haven't those down, I guess.